From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Japan's finance minister has warned that the sharp rise in the yen is harming the country's economic recovery. The currency has hit its highest level against the U.S. dollar in 14 years. The BBC's Roland Burke reports.
The finance minister, Hirohisa Fuji, said the strength of Japan's currency is one-sided and harmful to the economy. He added that the government was watching closely, but did not signal immediate intervention. Japan is emerging from its worst recession since the end of the Second World War, but the strong yen eats into the competitiveness of exporters like Sony, Toyota and Honda. Japan's recovery is threatened by deflation or falling prices, and the strength of the currency threatens to make that worse too, because imports and raw materials become cheaper.
The BBC's Roland Burke. And Japan's benchmark Nikkei fell more than 3% on Friday to its lowest level in 4 months. NASA managers are optimistic the weather in Central Florida will cooperate Friday for the return of the space shuttle Atlantis from the International Space Station.
Things are looking really good on board with the vehicle. The system is, Atlantis is in great shape. The crew is in great shape, ready for deorbit. And the weather we're looking ahead is looking really good.
That's NASA Entry Flight Director Brian Lunney. Atlantis is due to touch down at 9:43 Eastern Time Friday morning at the Kennedy Space Center. Germany's top general has been fired because he withheld information on a NATO airstrike in Afghanistan earlier this year. The attack is believed to have killed more than 140 people, including many civilians. The request for the strike on two tanker trucks captured by the Taliban had been called in by a German commander. Thomas Martzel reports from Berlin.
The revelation Thursday by Germany's top-selling Bild newspaper shocked politicians and the military alike. It published still pictures from what it said was a confidential military video of the trucks and the attack in September. Parts of the video, posted to the paper's website, show tiny figures around the trucks. Bild says some of these were civilians. The German Army's Inspector General has been relieved of his duties. He is said to have known of the video at a time when then-Defense Minister Franz Josef Jung was saying no civilians had been harmed. At a tumultuous debate over Afghanistan in the German parliament, opposition politicians called for a full inquiry into the matter. Jung, now the labor minister, could be the next to go. For NPR News, I'm Thomas Martzall in Berlin.
India's minister for the environment says his country may have to be more flexible after China announced it's willing to nearly halve the ratio of its greenhouse gas emissions to its gross domestic product over the next decade. China's move was hailed as crucial to reaching a common position on reducing gas emissions around the world at next month's climate summit in Copenhagen. China is the world's biggest greenhouse gas emitter. India is the fourth largest. The Indian environment minister is quoted as saying in the Hindustan newspaper that China has given us a wake-up call. This is NPR. A politician in the Philippines whose wife and sisters were massacred along with more than 50 others while trying to file candidacy papers has filed his own papers for election today. Ismail Mangu Dadatu was quoted as saying, "Only death can stop me from running now." He rode in a caravan on the same road that his family members, supporters, and journalists were killed on Monday. The main suspect in the deaths, who has ruled the province for years, turned himself into authorities on Thursday but denies any role in the massacre. Pressure on Iran is building as the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency says his investigation of Tehran's nuclear aims has reached a dead end and world powers appear increasingly frustrated. Terry Schultz has more.
IAEA Chief Mohammad Al-Baradei says Iran has blocked inspectors from verifying what it's doing with its enriched uranium. Tehran also has rejected international offers to defuse the crisis by exporting its stockpile of the potential bomb-making material. These actions, plus the revelation of a secret enrichment facility, have reportedly convinced traditionally reluctant Russia and China to support an IAEA draft resolution that demands Iran allow full inspections and stop construction at the newly discovered site. German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle, speaking here through an interpreter, says the resolution sends a clear message.
Der Iran muss auch wissen, dass unsere Geduld nicht unendlich ist.
But at the same time, Iran should be aware that our patience is not going to last forever.
If Russia and China do approve the measure, it could signal support for further sanctions in the UN Security Council as well. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Flashy is out and practicality is in this Black Friday. Stores are appealing to recession-minded Americans this holiday season. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.